know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K24. Tonight is just myself, or this morning when you listen to this, it's just myself, Momootsi. Can't get hold of BJ. I think he's on a plane back from Chicago. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But anyway, it's 5 a.m. I waited up for an extra hour after the game just to see if we could get him on the show. But here we are. It's just me tonight. We're rocking out. We're going to talk Knicks Pacers game 6, which just finished. There will be 2 game 7s on Sunday. I'm extremely excited. We'll talk about them in a sec. But the Knicks, game 6, went to Indiana and lost 116-103 against the Indiana Pacers. Now, for this game, the Knicks showed up in all black. Well, I say all black, but Josh Hart was wearing a white t-shirt. Like, you can't be wearing all black and have a white t-shirt. But anyway, that's not the point. They wanted to wear all black because it's an elimination game. They were up 3-2. They had the chance to close out the series, and they wanted it to be funeral vibes. It didn't work. And they should know this because the Knicks tried to do this in 2013 against the Celtics and eliminate them. And they all showed up in all black. I think it was Kenyon Martin who wanted the team to do that. And they lost that game too. Now, I've got love for the Knicks fans. I'm a huge fan of Jalen Brunson. I'm a huge fan of Josh Hart, DiVincenzo, you name it. I'm a fan of them. But this weren't the move tonight, fellas, especially when you come out and play like this. Let's break down the game. Let's have a look at what happened. 116-103. We look at the team stats first and foremost. Straight away, Indiana crushed them on the boards. They moved the ball better, crushed them on the assists. They shot a worse percentage from three, but they still got the win. They dominated the points in the paint. They had almost double the amount of points in the paint than the New York Knicks. They were led by Pascal Siakam, who had 25. And in the end, 6 different pace of players finished in double digits. And Aaron Nesmith had 8 as well. Aaron Nesmith, the key to this game, because his defense on Jalen Brunson, sensational. Picking him up full court, not letting him get open. Whenever they set screens for Jalen Brunson, they were kind of hedging it, throwing 2 defenders up at him rather than just letting him go around the screen and play one-on-one on the switch. So great defensive game plan by the Indiana Pacers. They came out here and they really played for the Knicks. Jalen Brunson really struggled. He missed 11 shots in a row in the first half. He did, however, finish with 31 points, only 5 assists. And then DiVincenzo had 17 and McBride started the game really hot. He started the game for the Knicks. Probably the best way for any of them. However, he couldn't do it all night long. He finished with 20 points. They got 12 points from Precious and 11 points from Alec Burks off the bench. But Josh Hart only played 30 minutes. And 30 minutes is a lot in an NBA game, but he's the guy who usually plays 48. He picked up an abdominal injury, which we're going to break down. So here's the thing with the game. The Pacers did a great job on offense, keeping the floor really spaced. They got, you know, space for them to drive the lane. They got space for their shooters. They did a great job. They did a great job. They went on a run to kind of take a 10-point lead towards the end of the second quarter, and they never looked back from that point. But Josh Hart had an injury to what looked like his abdominal region. And the typical timetable for a lower grade abdominal injury, according to people on Twitter, so shout out to whoever tweeted this, is a 1 to 2 week absence. The Knicks only have 48 hours until game 7. And you could tell that it clearly affected the way he was playing. He had to go back to the locker room. He asked to be taken out of the game. And Josh Hart is a player who always wants to play no matter what. So shout out to Josh Hart for trying to soldier through it. If they're without him for game 7, then the Knicks are down to just 4 healthy players that were in their rotation at the start of the playoffs. The only player left from the opening night starting 5 is Jalen Brunson. Think about that. Credit to this Knicks team. They've battled far, and everyone talks about the Celtics have benefited from injuries. No one's benefited more from injuries than the Indiana Pacers. If Giannis was healthy and Dame was healthy in round 1, and now look, the Knicks, basically everyone is injured. Everyone has the energy for the Celtics. Keep that same energy for the Pacers, but you can only play the opponent in front of you. I'm not mad at the Celtics and I'm not mad at the Pacers. You can only play the opponents that are dealt. And I think matching up with the Pacers in this series, especially with number 1, the amount of minutes the Knicks guys have to play, and number 2, the injuries that they're dealing with, is tough, because the Indiana Pacers full court press, out of all the playoff teams since 2010, the Indiana Pacers have full court pressed more than anyone else. Right here it says that they've pressed 23% of the time. The next highest amount was the 2020 Philadelphia 76ers, who pressed 11.9% of the time. The 17 Grizzlies, 9% of the time, so on and so forth. This is a team, the Indiana Pacers, that love to pick you up full court, really wear you down throughout the course of the game and throughout the course of a series, and it seems to be working. So that was that. The game was kind of over after like 3 quarters. I was thinking, yeah, we're going to get an early night, but then here we are, 5 a.m. It's going to be interesting to see how the Knicks bounce back. Great response game from the Pacers tonight. It's going to be loud. It's going to be Madison Square Garden. The fans are going to be going crazy. it's going to be a huge night for Jalen Brunson. He's going to have to do a lot. But with no Josh Hart, I just think it's tough, especially he still finished with 8 rebounds and Isaiah Hartenstein finished with 7 rebounds. But the rebounding battle just gets harder and harder. And in the playoffs, I mean, pretty much every basketball game ever, whoever gets more rebounds wins because they've got more possessions. So quite simple, that one. Great news for fans in the UK is that Game 7 will be at 8:30 p.m. on Sunday evening. So that's going to be one to look forward to. And also, we've got the Game 7 between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves, which will be at 1 a.m. a little bit later, but still very early for a West Coast tip-off. So I think we're winning here, guys. I think we're winning. But tonight, we've got to look forward to Game 6 of Dallas versus OKC. And Dallas are up 3-2 right now. And it's going to be an interesting one to see if this experienced Mavs team can go home and close out the series. And if they don't, they're going to be on the road for a Game 7 as well. So I'm excited to see this. I think the experience of Luka, if he wins, this is going to be his, what, second conference finals in 3 years. Kyrie, obviously an NBA champion. So I'm going to see if their experience can shine through. And I fully expect it to. Like, I'm not mad that the Knicks lost this Game 6 tonight. I kind of almost expected them to lose this Game 6 tonight. But the Dallas Mavericks, they shouldn't have lost Game 4? They shouldn't have lost Game 4. And I think they've got to take from that lesson and use their experience, because we talk about the youth of this OKC team. So I'd be very disappointed in Dallas if they don't close out the series tonight. But what do you guys think? Let me know in the Discord. Hit me up. We can talk basketball in there, or hit me on social media. But yeah, we just here. I ain't gonna lie to you guys. We're what, halfway through the playoffs now? First two rounds are basically almost done. And then we've got the conference finals and the finals. We're at the halfway stage. If you watch this podcast on video, you can probably see how exhausted I am. We've got a month left of the season. Let's see if I make it through. Appreciate you guys who still rocking and supporting, and you know, especially you guys who share the show. That really means the world to me, you know, when you recommend it to people and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, because we're coming up to episode 500. I'm gonna share with you guys. I've just got time to talk. Do you know what I mean? That was a quick recap. Episode 500 is coming up, and I really wanted to plan something special. I wanted to get three, I guess, me, BJ, and three others, a nice little five, starting five on the podcast for episode 500. But because of BJ's travel plans and whatnot, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. So it's going to be the fifth, 500th episode on, I believe, Monday. What is this, 498? Yeah, 498 on Saturday, 499 is Sunday, and then 500 should be on Monday. I don't know. What do you guys want me to do to celebrate this? I went to see some friends earlier, and they were saying, what are you doing to celebrate episode 500? And I was like, well, just probably a recap of Game 7 on Sunday night. But I feel like we should do something cool. So if you guys have got any suggestions, hit me up. I mean, 500 episodes. I don't know any other podcasts that have got 500 episodes in the same time span that we've got 500 episodes. And if you do find a podcast who's done that, they ain't quality like ours. And I say that humbly, but the work rate is there. The consistency. In fact, look at the t-shirt I'm wearing today. What does it say? It says, keep showing up. Shout out to my friend Jenny. These are for a charity. If I can find the link, I'll put it in the description. If not, then just ask me where I got it if you want it. It's not ironed. But if you want to get your own, check them out. Pretty cool cause. Yeah, I'm losing my damn mind through these playoffs. I can't lie. But yeah, so let me know what we should do for episode 500. If you want any guests on the show, former guests that I've been on. Obviously, don't message me saying you want Michael Jordan on the show, because I don't think Michael Jordan, on the list of things that he's done in life, being on the Hoop Genius podcast episode 500 won't be that great. But maybe for episode 1000. But we'll have to wait and see. I mean, what can we do to celebrate episode 500? I don't know. I don't really need to celebrate. All I want to do is consistently give you guys the best basketball show in the world. That's my job, my goal. And then I'm trying to figure out the YouTube thing. You know, at the start of playoffs, I was like, oh, I want to do a YouTube video every day in the playoffs. And then 3 days in, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to bed at 8 a.m. every day and it's light outside. How the hell am I going to do this? And yeah, I fell off. Apologies to all the YouTube family, all the YouTube subscribers. My bad. I've got to find a way to get consistent with it. But these daily podcasts, staying awake all night watching the games, and then straight away doing a podcast with these bright lights in my face. It's really taking its toll. But I can't stop, and I won't stop ever. So I'm going to keep bringing these shows for you. BJ should be back tomorrow. Maybe Scott will stop in this weekend. The vibes keep rolling. I feel like I've talked more about myself in the podcast than I have about the games. But there wasn't much to it. I mean, I watched as soon as the Pacers made that run in the second quarter, I was just like, okay, they've won the game. The Knicks don't have the legs to get back into this, especially with Brunson struggling and Josh Hart injured. What are we doing here? Like, who else can really step up and play for this Knicks team? I mean, shout out to them. And you've got to also think about this, right? Julius Randle missed the whole playoffs. Like, Mitchell Robinson, in fact, you know what I want to look up? The Knicks starting five from opening night of the NBA season. If we can go all the way back down to there. If we can go all the way back. Regular season. Let's just look at how different it was. They played the Celtics on opening night. Or their opening night. And the starting lineup for the Knicks was Brunson at a point guard. RJ Barrett. Quentin Grimes. Julius Randle and Mitchell Robinson. That's crazy. For a team like that, like RJ is not on the team no more. Grimes isn't on the team no more, except for when Stephen A. Smith apparently watches the Knicks. Julius Randle's injured. Mitchell Robinson's injured. And yeah, so credit to this Knicks team. I like it because it kind of shows that the load management thing is just a whole load of, you know, because everyone's like, oh, all the Knicks are injured because Thibodeau plays them loads of minutes. Well, no, that's not the case. Because half of them have been freak injuries, like Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson. Like, I get it, but being on the court for longer means you're more likely to get an injury. But, like, they could have got injured like that in any minute that they played. I couldn't blame Tibbs for those particular injuries. Now, like, something like Josh Hart last night, okay, I get it. He's been playing 48 minutes. It's crazy. I didn't even really see what happened to him for him to get injured like that. I don't know if he, like, pulled a muscle in his abs or something. I don't have enough abs to comment on pulling a muscle in the abs, but maybe if I stay, you know, on my diet, I'll get some, but who knows. But, yeah, I don't know. But the Clippers, load management, FC, they went home in the first round. The other load management guys aren't really there anymore. It's the new generation. Like, Jokic don't do load management. Anthony Edwards don't do load management. Jason Tatum don't do load management. Luka don't. Like, credit to him. Credit to him. This is what I love to see. This is the NBA playoffs. This is the Hoop Genius Podcast. Subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. Nice quick episode for you to get your Saturday started with. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend. I hope you enjoy OKC Dallas. I'll be back to wrap it all up for you. BJ should probably be here, hopefully. Maybe Scott. Maybe it's just me. Who knows? I don't know. But if you still listen to this whole episode, I love you. I appreciate you. It really means the world that you guys keep supporting our show. We're almost 500 episodes in, as I said before. And it honestly means the world to me. Without getting overly emotional, it means the world to me that you guys actually tune in and listen to what we say and enjoy the show, because that's all I want. So any ways that we can improve it, also feel free to hit me up. Appreciate each and every one of you. Most importantly, until next time, you guys know the vibes. Get buckets.